I fished my key ring out of my parka pocket and held up the metal fob that had come with the keys. It was exactly the same shape, a sort of tapered rectangle. On a whim, I pressed the fob into the indentation. High-pitched, roaring noises started at my right and left. Small green and red lights on the wall-mounted cylinders blinked on. The whirring sounds rose in pitch to painfully high. And then, finally, inaudible. The frame in front of me filled with the image of a room lit only by flickering red lights. The floor was covered with unidentifiable trash, and right at the edge of the light, I could barely make out a doorway. I could only guess it was some kind of projector, but it definitely wasn't projecting it onto the concrete behind the frame. I reached out to touch the image. My hand had just reached the image when reality seemed to lurch around me. I instinctively threw my hands out to catch my balance, but my feet caught on something and I fell. My wind left me as I landed on piles of hard trash. Luckily, my thick parka cushioned my fall. There was a loud metallic clatter as my wrecking bar hit the metal floor beside me. I realized that it had become colder. Panicked, I scanned around. My headlamp showed me the ruined room I had seen on the screen, and on one wall I saw my basement for a split second before the image disappeared with a click, and the red lights around the black frame went dark. I froze in shock for a moment. It may have been longer than a moment, honestly. That all stopped when one of the piles of trash in the corner of the room moved. Something pitch black and the size of a sewer rat pushed aside some of the unidentifiable stuff on the floor and nosed out of it. The strange animal seemed to suck in light from my headlamp instead of being illuminated. What I did see was bad enough. A hard shell, lots of legs, and two large mandibles at the front. I scrambled to my feet as it crept towards me. Then, the wrecking bar was in my hands, and I smashed the disgusting thing with it. There was a crackling pop as it burst, spraying multicolored guts. Unfortunately, it didn't just die like a good bug. It started to scream. More of the trash in the corner shifted, and I stomped on the bug's head to shut it up. It finally stopped screaming, but I was way too late. Many more bugs streamed towards me, and I looked around wildly for an escape route. The doorway I'd first seen in the frame of my basement was right where I expected, directly opposite the one here. I ran for it with a horde of bugs at my heels. But I saw something that gave me hope. Where the green light was blinking, there was a plate with an indentation for my fob. I stuck my hand in my pocket, and my stomach dropped when I came up empty-handed. In a panic, I jammed my hands into other pockets and found the keys just where I'd stuck them, in my breast zipper pocket. I fished the fob out and slapped it into the indentation. The door opened so quickly and soundlessly, it was like it teleported out of the way. I fell inside and it closed behind me like a guillotine, bisecting a couple of bugs that were right behind me. One bug just managed to avoid the slicing edge of the door, and I kicked it away with my heavy boot before crushing it with my wrecking bar. I gasped for air, the narrow escape and my wounds catching up to me. I was having trouble catching my breath for some reason. I only made it about 2 steps before my legs gave out. I hit the floor hard, and the blackness closed in around me.
What the hell is happening here?
I wondered out loud.
I inducted you, and then encased you in a rescue shelter after you lost consciousness, owner.
A voice replied. The sound seemed to emanate from everywhere around me.
Jesus!
I yelled out loud, jumping slightly in surprise.
No. That is incorrect. I am Core Control, searching for Jesus. Search failed. Facility sensor network is compromised,
the voice replied. The voice had a stilted and artificial flavor to it. I'd seen enough science fiction movies to know I was talking to some kind of AI.